Hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. You fried your fucking hair, didn't you?
Of course I fried my hair. This is this. I had some little kid today at work. They were like, "Your hair is blonde." And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "I'm gonna cut it." And they said, "Why?" And I said, "Well, when you do this to your hair, can you see on like camera how bad it looks?
You look like fucking Cynthia from Rugrats.
It's not good, guys. It's not. Don't bleach your hair twice. And you know what? Just don't do it twice in 1 week. Do it like over the course of a month for like 10
I'm gonna
minutes every
fucking
time.
put the video of these up just so people
No,
can
please
see, and
don't.
then we can then I'll post it again next week so people can see your shaved Shan.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna ask my barber what his professional opinion is, and I'm gonna tell him fully 100% if the answer is just shave it, just shave it. I'm
Well,
not concerned. I'm not. It just means I'm gonna have to extra sunscreen my head.
Godspeed, Shan's hair. We had a good run.
We had a good run.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now. My name is Oscar. I'm joined as always by my co-host and best bud.
Shan.
Hello, Shan. Soon to be
Hello.
shaved, Shan.
No hair, Shan.
No hair, Shan.
No hair, Shan.
Gonna be.
That's the one I haven't done. I have never done no hair.
What color is it gonna grow back? What's your actual hair color?
Like a dark blonde.
Like a dark blonde.
It was
Interesting.
that color when you first joined. I hadn't dyed my hair in a while when you first joined. It's like a dark blonde that in certain lights has like a tiny bit of red in it. Like the minuscule
When I
amount.
first joined, sounds like I joined a cult and not like I got hired at a job.
Nah, you joined the occult. Let's be honest.
I don't know.
Let's be honest. It was a cult that fell apart and its members
That
like very quickly
would
tried to
hold
join
on.
the new cult and that didn't work.
It was a cult whose Kool-Aid we drank till the Kool-Aid ran out.
Yeah, and then everybody who stayed tried to drink new Kool-Aid.
Like the new batch, and it was not good. It was not good Kool-Aid. They
Nope,
didn't
most
not
of
use
them
the
left,
proper
and then the
amount of
few of them that
sugar.
stayed like also have
And there was
much to
no
say about management.
love in that Kool-Aid. No
There's
love at
no love in
all.
the Kool-Aid. I don't know that there was much love in the first Kool-Aid, to be honest.
It was a little more, a little
A little bit, yeah.
like a smidgen more, which I feel literally made all the difference.
Yeah.
We stayed for one for years and immediately dipped for the other. It's gotta be some difference, you know what I mean?
Well, we stayed at the end because we were hoping to get what were definitely fake gemstones.
No, that's at the end, but in general, like if none of that shit would have happened, we probably would have chilled there for a couple more years.
We were waiting for the gemstones, and then we were going to start looking for other things, and then they passed off, and then we were like, we'll just leave now. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Was fine.
It was.
It was great. I want to tell you about a new game I've been playing, Shan.
What have you been playing?
It's a PC game and it's completely consumed my life and days forever. It's
Love
called
that.
Baldur's Gate 3.
I've heard of that.
You probably have. Travis McElroy is currently streaming it.
That that's
It's
probably why.
the sequel to Baldur's Gate 2, which came out in the year 2000. So it's a sequel 23 years in the making, but it's
Cool.
also the highest quality, best looking, best playing, most faithful tabletop to gaming adaptation of Dungeons and Dragons that exists.
We love that.
So literally it has a pretty in-depth character creator. You can choose and create any character with any class, any race. It does all the stats and everything for you. You name them, you start off on your adventure, you explore around and you gather a bunch of different party members that you can swap out at will, so you can like constantly be changing up your party, have different classes in there, mix everything up. And it's literally a gigantic world where you have to be very cautious. Well, you can put it on, I would, if you ever try it, I suggest you put it on like the easy mode, story mode, because it won't be as like brutally hard. It'll just be more of like a world simulator where you can walk around and do what basically anywhere and anyone that you encounter, that you talk to, is going to start like a dialogue cutscene. You have various different choices of how you want to respond to like every like section of the dialogue. Some of the dialogue options will have like skill checks attached to them. It's like you can just do like whatever, like the first one, and you just talk to them. Or if you want to get something out of them, you might have to need to do a deception check or something. It'll say right there, deception. You click it, their little die appears on the screen. It rolls it for you. If
Aww.
you succeed, it gives you a certain cutscene. If you fail, it gives you a different outcome. And there's fighting as well. It's all turn-based combat. So same thing as like on a tabletop game, everyone rolls like initiative. Like it all happens in the background, right? So you just at the top, you get into a battle and you just see the battle order up at the top. So you'll know whose turn it is, who's next in the order and all that. And you just go through. There's on screen there all your like spells and abilities and what you can do for each character. It'll tell you how far you can move, if you can reach an area or not. It tells you everything on screen. Basically, everything that you imagine in your head visualized on screen for you. It's
Love
like,
that though. That's
yeah.
so cute.
It's I mean, well, it's cute, but it's also just like really like it's like high quality and like amazing. It's not like a cartoony art style or anything. It's like highly realistic, like really good graphics. Like it's like
I
intense, you
think
know what I mean?
I think I also use the word cute a lot to mean anything positive.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That's the first th since when?
It's working with kids.
Ah, I see. Interesting. So,
So, oh, I like that. That's so cute.
but that's Baldur's Gate 3. I've dumped a bunch of time into it already, and like I barely even scratched the surface. I
Nice.
created my first character is a female tiefling sorceress.
Cool. What color?
She's like purple skinned, like a
I love
deep
that.
purple.
No,
Yeah.
I love that. I love that they let you be at any color. Because I think, like, canonically, tieflings are supposed to be like one of two colors, but everybody is
It's
just
like
like,
red
nah,
or darker red.
whatever
Yeah.
color. Yeah, it's like,
Yeah.
nah, whatever color you want.
Yeah.
So it was
So
important to me. Is she gay?
her currently, yes. Well, she's like
She's like at least bisexual.
at least, yeah.
I'm okay
So
with it.
well, I don't know. Like, she's probably because it gets weird with all the races in D&D. So currently, one of my party members is what's called a Githyanki, which is
Oh,
like
that doesn't really have a gender, huh?
it's like an alien race. No, they have genders.
Okay.
There's male
Okay.
and female, but I mean, it's still an alien. So I mean, you can't really. I wouldn't categorize it like exactly the same. You know what I mean? It's like an alien creature. You know what I mean? So right now, I'm in a relationship with an alien.
Okay. My brand of bisexual cares very much about what a person identifies as rather than what they look like. Way too much. Like, if somebody identifies as a female, my brain is like, no, not attracted. If
Yeah.
somebody is extremely effeminate looking and feminine and is non-binary, my brain goes, we can like this person. They're non-binary.
Interesting.
We're attracted to them. My brain cares a lot about how they identify. So for me, if the alien identifies as a girl,
Oh, I don't know. They don't really.
there you go.
But yeah, go. They
Yeah.
don't really go into it one way or another. It's
Yeah.
just they're just there.
They're just there.
They're just there and they're just like, hey, I want to dominate you in bed. And I was just like, okay, come to my bunk at night.
I love
And then now
that.
she'll, and now whenever I take a long rest, there's a random chance that she'll try and crawl into my bunk. It's very, it's interesting. It's
That
it,
is interesting.
yeah. So that's my first character. So after I finish creating her, it like randomly generates a name for you. And you can change it or, you know,
Oh, you
go back.
can just choose. No, I
Yeah.
hate this name.
Yeah. Or and choose your own. But it pre-generated the name Tay for me. So I was just like, okay, I'm Tay.
Perfect.
Right.
Wonderful. Amazing. No
It was just like,
notes. No notes at
oh,
all.
okay.
Sounds
Beautiful.
fantabulous. Ugh.
So,
Been listening to way too much Taylor Swift.
I started a different campaign on the same game yesterday with Eric, like a co-op campaign, so we can play through it together. I created a dragonborn
Love
rogue
Dragonborns.
named
Nice.
Tatiana.
Love that so much. I will say, should have named your Dragonborn rogue Carrie.
I can't steal IP.
I think you can. It's a Dragonborn rogue.
I can't steal IP. That's
Should have been Carrie.
the boys TM that I can't do that to them.
I think, are you doing it? Are you using it for a podcast streaming?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, then never mind. Yeah, don't do
Yeah.
that. I take it
Especially the
back.
co,
Don't name her Carrie.
especially the one that I would stream would be the one where I'm playing with Eric together, the co-op
Yeah,
campaign.
because it's
So,
more interesting to watch people stream when they're with others. I don't like watching streamers play by themselves.
yeah.
I like dialogue entertainment like this. This does sound
So
fun. I'll have to wait until I
it's
ever have a PC set up, though.
yeah, because I mean you can play it at lower settings on a less demanding thing, but I don't know if you can play it on your I don't know
I don't think so.
if the Surface is handling this one. Let's
No, I
see.
don't think
I'm
so.
gonna Google it for you. Let's
No,
see.
don't worry about it.
Can
Mine
you
is also an
play
older Surface.
Baldur's Gate 3 on the
Surface
Surface
Pro.
Pro? I don't think anyone's been wild enough to try it. I guess the Surface Pro 9 can do it.
I don't think it can run it. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not worried about it. I'm literally just curious at this point. Yeah, it looks like the 9. I don't know if that's the newest one or not, but
Probably.
the Surface Pro 9 apparently is able to run it. That's pretty
Mine
cool.
is de mine is definitely not a nine.
No. You got that thing in what, like
I'm
2019,
still with
20, 28,
Chris.
2018, 2019?
2018 or 19. I think it's a six.
Yeah. But yeah, if you ever get a PC or a PS5, you can. Or you know what a Steam Deck is, Shan?
I do know what a Steam Deck is. I don't know what
What's
it looks like, but I know a Steam Deck is a handheld gaming console, not a Switch, but sim like
It's same form
dimension
factor.
similar.
It's same form factor, just slightly bigger and bulkier.
Yeah.
But it'll play Steam, everything on your Steam library, all your PC games basically. So I
Yeah.
mean you don't if you don't ever want to like commit to like a full gaming PC and spend like the good amount of money that'll cost you, if you ever want to, you know, try something out, you know, look into getting a Steam Deck. They're like $300 or something, you know, as opposed to like a bit pricier for like a good PC, you know. I think all said and done, I paid it off over time, so I'm not like balling or anything. It is paid off now, but I think my PC in total was a little over $2,500.
Is I'll spend that on a sewing machine instead. And a cricket. Well, not a cricket. I want to get
No,
the
Cricut's not even that
Silhouette, but
much. Cal got the most expensive Cricut at some point, like her dad got
yeah.
it for me. I don't think it was that much.
No, I think I'm gonna get a Silhouette instead, because Silhouettes, people tend to lean more towards the Silhouettes for like wood cutting,
Wood cutting.
leather cutting, which I want to use it for as well, and
What are you trying to do with leather?
I can cut out my pattern pieces and then sew them all together.
Okay.
Do you know how much of a bitch it is to cut out weather pattern pieces?
No, why would I know? No, why wouldn't I wouldn't imagine anyone is doing that unless they have like heavy machinery, like
Nope.
manufacturing.
Nope. I do it with, and if it's thicker weather, I'd still have to do it by hand, but you do it with like an X-Acto knife.
Ugh, that sounds tough on your wrists.
It is, and it's really dangerous to not cut your hand open with a sharp X-Acto knife because it has to be a very sharp X-Acto knife.
Well, you gotta get like the little like when I was like a seafood manager, I had like a little like chain mail glove that you wear.
Sounds great.
It's like an
Actually,
anti-cut, it's like a
sounds worth it.
anti-cutting glove. No, yeah, like it's
Yes.
fucking awesome. Like it saved me from many a bad like a horrible cut. Like it's just like a
I've And
literally
I
like a
never
little
worked with
chain mail
leather really
glove.
when I was in college, but I definitely sliced open a corner of my thumb, like took off just an entire chunk of this thumb, and it never really grew back. So I can tell that my thumb is always shaped by that.
I have a weird scar like right here on the outside of this finger that's not gonna get picked up on camera because I one day decided to try and skin take the skin off of a salmon without wearing my cool chainmail glove, and I nicked the side of my finger pretty bad. So that sucked as well. So
Yeah.
always wear the chainmail glove,
Always wear the
young
safety gear.
seafood clerks
OSHA has
and
safety
meat
gear for a
cutters.
reason. There's
Yep.
ocean sa OSHA safety gear for a reason. As we were the people who like literally wedged you on a ladder in between a building and a golf cart. Do
What did we do
you
that
remember
for?
doing that? Because you had to get to the lights and change all the light bulbs.
Oh, yeah. Which, by
And
the way,
the ground was way too uneven.
like came full circle the other day because I got, you know how part of my job now is like entering all the work orders we get and creating work orders for like stuff
Yeah.
that my
Did you
we
get
got a
one for
work,
them?
no, not for them, but I got a work order to replace some garage lights at an apartment complex in Anaheim, and they sent a picture of the thing, and it's the exact same like housing unit that was like that they had in storage, the same exact like box that I had to unscrew to change the light bulbs over
Unscrew,
there.
pull out.
Yeah, it's the
Awful.
exact same one. And I was like, oh, I know
Awful.
you.
I know how to get into you. Are
And
you on even ground?
I was just like, hey boss, if you want, you can send me to that one. And she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, that was like
Done it.
the very light maintenance I had to do at storage, that was part of it.
Yup.
Fucking storage, man.
Yes. There's a storage store for you. We broke OSHA violations because we didn't have. It was either that or get out that ladder that would have leaned you against the structures themselves, but we trusted that less.
Yeah. I did a lot of fucked up shit at that spot. So like I would change the springs to garage doors.
Yeah.
And I really shouldn't have been doing that because you need like a special like
Special tool.
T tool to adjust the tension so it's not too strong or too weak. And I didn't have that. I would just force them on, and whenever like I would change them myself, you could tell because then people would get there, take their lock off of the thing and just
Like
slide the latch.
a
And boom, it was just fucking spring up like a fucking boner.
like
It
it was gonna
was,
hit you in the head.
yeah, it was
A
not.
teenage boy boner.
I
The
should not have
problem
been
is
doing
though,
that.
okay, no, you shouldn't have been doing it. But like if you you're gonna tell about when you had to bust the lady out?
No, I think I've already
Okay.
talked about that
I
plenty
think
of
so.
times. No, I'm talking about how when I used to change them. So I started changing them because I watched the dudes do it a couple of times who came out to do it. And I was just like, easy enough. I just didn't realize I needed that fucking special tool. So I would just do it. But they also have this giant fucking like stick thing that extends that they use to
That
prop
holds the door
the
open.
door open. And I didn't have those. So I would just go out there with like a ladder that I estimated was high enough to do it. And I would just go and I just shove a ladder under it. All good. Let's fucking go. Take these whole ass spring mechanism
The
off.
thing is that they weren't changed. They like snapped because when the doors were shut, they were extended. The springs were extended. They were closed when the door was open. So these people came and left, and it was like outdoor units. So even though the spring was on the inside of the door, it was still being exposed to too much air too much rain and
humidity,
moisture and
rain,
like all of that.
moisture,
And then people
and
wouldn't come for
just
years.
and yeah, and the biggest killer of them all, time.
Time.
Time. So
So
then
they
these
come
people,
and like
yeah,
it immediately, they open it and it immediately snaps.
just
And they'd
fucking
come and they'd be like,
shatter.
well, why do you
Oh,
not maintain these? And I'm like,
my door
because
is
the
so
door was
heavy, I can't
closed.
open it. Well, your spring probably snapped. Well, why don't you take care of the springs?
Because I don't
I
have the
don't have
keys to your
fucking
unit.
key to your
You haven't
shit.
been
Why?
here in forever. How would I
Yeah.
know?
Is this the same fight I feel like we rehash on the podcast all the time? It's like, I don't know why or how people want. Why do you want someone to just have open access to your fucking shit at all times? Why do you
Yeah.
want us to have a
And
key?
it was really weird because it was always the people who'd had a unit forever. So then they come in, they've never met us because we got hired way after they bought a unit,
Like
way
literal,
after it. They've never.
sometimes in some cases, literal decades after
Literally
they got their
decades.
unit.
And they'd never been, and their family was like, yeah, we're moving them into assisted living center, so we're going through all this and whatnot. And there's elderly people, and they're like, well, why is it broken and whatnot? And like, we literally met them this day, and they're like, well, why haven't you maintained it? Why haven't you gone in and done X, Y, and Z? And we're like, and the
Why haven't
problem
you
is
gone?
because we're so kind for
Why
people.
haven't you gone in there to sweep?
Will you go in there to sweep now?
No.
No, I don't want to break your stuff. I don't know where your stuff is. I'm not touching
Or
it.
sweep up your 20-year-old like corpse dust of
Here,
whatever's
have a
in
leaf
there.
blower. You can do it. I'm not doing it.
No, you can't actually use my leaf blower. I don't trust you. Here's a broom and a dustpan.
I think I gave one person a leaf blower once.
Because then I can't, because they would literally just do the thing where they would blow it into another unit
That's
across
true.
the way because
You
we
and
have
I
those narrow
hated leaf
aisles.
blowers. You and
Yeah,
I
the
hated
leaf
leaf
blower.
blowers.
Yeah, don't fucking talk to me about the fucking leaf blower, Shad.
I don't, do you remember me trying to get a vacuum in the last month that we were there? They're
Yes.
like, well, why don't you have a vacuum?
We do.
Bitch, I don't have a vacuum. I don't have a cord. I don't have any power in any of these units to plug it in.
We do. It
We had to
was for
shop
the
vac.
office when we had the shitty carpet that they tore out.
We had a shop vac too, but like it was corded.
Yeah.
So then we were trying desperately to try and get one that was like a battery pack that would have vacuumed something. It was stupid.
I
Stupid.
literally am like so curious to go like walk around and see if they've
I
done
won't.
fucking anything. Well, no,
They painted shit.
I am
What's
because
the one I'm.
specifically of my new job, my new work. Like I want to, now that I know property maintenance and like how stuff is supposed to be upkept and how stuff is supposed to be, I want to see how fucked up, because one, it was already like fucking Laco and Storage West had those places fucked to hell. And I'm sure this place is so much worse.
Well, if you remember beforehand, we sat in like two of those facility manager meetings and they wanted you to do your own budget so that you could save money. Like you were going to have to do extra maintenance since you could save money not hiring the person out. So then you would have the budget in order to redo your
I
asphalt.
completely forgot about
I did
that.
not. I did not.
Oh my fucking God.
There were a couple things that they were going to pay for. And I know that they did. I drove by the Anaheim one not too long ago, and the doors were different. I think the doors were red now.
Like same doors and they were painted, or they switched out the doors completely?
I don't know. Anaheim, I think they would have had to switch out the doors completely because they were that weird metal, so it rolling and unrolling would have knocked all the paint off.
No, there's metal paint. You just gotta let it
Okay.
dry. Yeah.
Maybe they painted it though. I was just driving by it, so I didn't stare at it too long if I didn't care enough.
Yeah.
Go
Literally just,
figure.
yeah, fuck the, I give it a nice little flip off whenever I drive by one of them. I finally saw the Santa Ana one recently. I had never seen it in my life.
Oh yeah, it's in a weird spot, ain't it?
It sucks,
The first
yeah.
time I like the first like three times I went there, I drove by it and I had to
Like a
turn
fucking
around.
like ravine right behind it or some shit.
So, yeah,
This
it's Santa Ana River.
is like
That's
not
why they got
cool.
broken into all the time.
It's just not cool.
It's because people go up the Santa Ana River and they would break into the parking lot next door to it because they didn't have like the security lights and whatnot. So they could get all their shit and set up and then go down and pick whatever unit they wanted, then cut through the fence because it was just a chain link fence in between the parking lot and the storage place, and then go in, get the shit, and get out Because then by the time the police got there from the center, especially because it was at the back of the property, they were back in the LA River and gone. It's the worst. They would also
Fucking
usually have a bunch of tagging on the
scumbags,
back of
dude.
their buildings too, because of the Santa Ana River. People would tag the back of their buildings.
Mean, yeah, riverbanks and like washes like that are big tagging spots, so that makes sense.
Did you
Yeah,
see
that
all the
spot
cars?
sucks.
Did you see all the cars that got caught in the Compton wash?
No, what?
Apparently, and I only found this out this time, and this is why you find cars in all of the LA washes every time it rains and it floods. They have a lot of parking spots and like parking lots are in the wash.
Okay.
So that's why those cars get caught and they go in like the LA and the Compton washes, is because that's where the cars were parked, where they were supposed to be parked, and where like that's like the designated parking for the area, because just the parking is so bad out there. So then they don't have anywhere to move their car when it starts raining and they don't think about it, and then their car gets washed away in the wash because it's in the wash.
The wash gets like that intense that it can that push a whole ass fucking vehicle. That's
Our
crazy.
washes have gotten that bad.
That's
You know,
wild.
Governor Newsom put out a thing that you can actually, your car can float away in 1 foot of water.
Oh, that's hard. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I was careful about where I parked on Sunday because of it. But can I just tell you how just absolutely unenthused. Just like. So I also realized on Sunday when it was happening, and people were like, all weekend, right? We're getting Floridians, Texans being like, watch out, you guys aren't taking this seriously. You're gonna get like really hurt in this hurricane, and yada 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 yada. Do you know what is the number one killer of hurricanes? Warm water. Do you know what California has a lot of compared to the East Coast?
Warm water.
That's why it downgraded so bad.
It was pretty hardcore, like when it hit like the tip of Baja California, and
Yes.
they got pretty wrecked. But yeah, by the time we got here, like honestly, like it was I like and I kind of knew it was like all hype and a whole big hubbub, a whole big to do. And literally, like the rains we had like in February, March this year were like
We're worse.
way worse,
Way
way
worse.
fucking worse.
Way fucking
Like
worse.
this was like it was gross because it was like still hot and humid and
It
like
was, yeah, it
windy,
was awful, man.
but
It was
Hurricane
awful.
Hillary was I mean thank God I guess that like that's all it was and
Yeah.
we didn't there was no damage and nothing
Well,
really
as soon as
happened
I
but
found
like
out that by the
at the
time it hit
same time
us,
like that shit was
yeah.
nothing that shit was
And
like
like Saturday, my
very
dad was
very
like,
uneventful.
oh, it's supposed to be downgraded to a tropical storm. And I was like, oh, we're gonna be fine then. Cause I did a tropical storm in Georgia. There was a tropical storm while I was there, and it was fine. And it was Georgia, and it would have hit harder in Georgia, and it was still
Yeah.
fine.
Fine.
So I was like, I think we're gonna be fine.
It,
Now,
the
LA got
what
hit pretty bad because LA doesn't have good drainage.
And then poor fucking like Ojai that was getting hurricaned and quaked at the same time. That
Ah,
was fucking
buddies.
that was so fucked. That was
That and
so fucked.
I think I said something to my internet friends. I was like, honestly, at this point, I think that the earthquake did more damage to California.
No, yeah, it 100% did.
They got
Like,
like 12 aftershocks too.
dude, it was like a 5.5 or something. It
It
was
was
like
a
it wasn't
5.5. It was
it
right on the
wasn't
coast.
like it wasn't
It
small,
was
you know?
no, it
Like,
was a pretty decent. I mean, I felt it. Did you feel it?
no, so get
Okay.
this. I didn't feel it because at the exact moment that it hit, so we had been chilling at home all fucking day, right? And the
Were
second we
you in LA
decide,
or Fullerton?
I was in LA.
Okay.
I was in LA. So fucking I wish I lived in Fullerton. I live in the ghetto of Anaheim. Thank you.
That's true. I'm
It's
apologies.
literally
Yeah, you live
one.
really, it was like you like right
No.
there. I
So
was also trying to
literally
not dox you here.
at the main light of where I live, there's a
Yeah.
literal sign that on one side says "Welcome to Anaheim" and the other side says "Welcome to Fullerton,"
I
so
was
I
like,
can
you're right
stand
over there.
with like 1 foot in Fullerton. But
Anyway, you
anyway,
were in LA.
I was in LA, and the second we decide we hop in the car to go literally 2 blocks down the street to this little farmer's market to grab two avocados because we want to make some fucking guac. And we hit the stop sign at the corner of Cal Street. And Raquel goes, turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around. Turn around now, turn around now. And I was just like, what? Just turn around, don't fucking. And like, okay, so I just turned around and we went straight back to the house. And she's just like, sorry, an earthquake hit and I needed to go check on the boys. So we didn't feel it because we were in the car. But the boys didn't even weren't even freaking out. The boys didn't feel it. It was
Honestly, lady was the only, Otis didn't move. I was laying face down in my bed and I felt it go ch-ch really quick, real fucking quick. And apparently lady went into the hallway to stare at my sister because her door was open and was like, hello? Did nobody else feel this? And it was me and my door was closed. And I hear them all talking about it. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about the earthquake? And they're like, yeah, did you feel it? And I go, yeah. And they're like, you're lying. And I'm like, not.
Okay, I'm lying.
I don't
Okay,
know why
yeah.
I'm lying
Carry
about that.
on with your day. I'm
I'm like,
lying. Bye.
every time there's an earthquake and I go, yeah, I felt it. They're like, no, you didn't. You're lying. And I'm like, why would I lie? What reason? Why would I lie about whether or not I felt an earthquake? Who cares? Who cares?
The wildest thing.
Oh, what on the hey, on the note of farmers market, would you and Cal like to? It's the third Saturday of every month. There's this thing in LA called the Queer Mercado.
Oh
Do you
yeah,
want to go?
it's
Have
like
you
right by,
been?
yeah, it's right by Kel's house. And you know what?
Oh.
We haven't been
Okay.
because Kel's friend Zach, she's always trying to go with her friend Zach, and literally every single time that it comes up, something fucking happens, and we have not made it out to the fucking Queer Cotto. But I mean,
Invite
also,
me. I want to go.
we did catch one of their events that was like, I forgot, it might have been Cinco de, it might have been Pride or Cinco. Well, we caught, oh yeah, their Pride event.
Yeah, I was gonna like
And
suggest it back in like May, and then I was like, well, I can't make the next like 2 months.
it was very, 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 very small. It's kind of just like a little tiny half of a block, and
Yeah.
it's like literally like mostly just like people selling like anime charms for phones and stuff like that.
That's
So
not
it's like,
helpful to me.
yeah, it's not, it's not,
Okay, then I will keep in mind
varietal.
instead this thing called the Witches Market that happens out here in the OC
Okay.
that I think Kel would enjoy.
That sounds
They
cool.
just had one and they have them more sporadically, so I'll just keep an eye on their Instagram.
All right.
A
So
cot in my closet.
we got a
We're
little
gonna
bit of
be,
time. We
we
got a
got
little bit of
this.
time left this week, mostly a tangent and catching up episode, which is fine.
We love
Oh
that.
shit. I accidentally topped into the voice chat on Discord. But I did have a quick follow-up to a topic we talked about forever ago, and that's the pink sauce. Remember the viral
Woohoo!
TikTok pink
Yes.
sauce that
Yes.
was going
But we were like,
around, and
no,
then the
thank you.
girl started shipping it out of her own house. People started getting sick because it was going bad while she was shipping it because there was no like preservatives. She got called out. She fought people and saying like the FDA doesn't approve that. It's for drugs or some
Which
shit.
the FDA does if somebody questions the legality or the safety of it, but it does not, we did determine that the FDA does not just go find anything on the market and just test it.
So that happened. She eventually fixed it, I guess, and got a deal through Dave's Gourmet, which put her sauce on the shelves of various giant retailers like Walmart and stuff. And now, in this follow-up, I don't know how much later, maybe a year or two later. I don't know when we even covered this. It was a while ago.
Doesn't I mean about a year probably makes sense. It says in the market in 2022.
Yeah, so pink sauce creator starts GoFundMe after going completely broke. The pink sauce creator Veronica Shar has started a GoFundMe saying she's completely broken, was financially sabotaged by Dave's Gourmet after putting her sauce on the market in 2022.
Oh, it was last summer. I'm reading further in the article. So Veronica Shaw, aka Chef Pill,
P, Chef
went
Pie or
viral
Chef
in
P.
Shapi. I'm so sorry. I looked like an L for a minute. Went viral in 2022 thanks to her brightly colored condiment called the pink sauce. She quickly saw the opportunity to take her product to the next level and started selling the sauce out of her home. The move was highly criticized by customers, some of whom complained that their sauce was spoiled in the summer heat, among other issues. Despite the controversy surrounding the pink sauce, Dave's Gourmet soon picked up the viral dressing that later that year. And it found itself on the re on shelves in retailers like Walmart. However, this money move didn't seem to pay off for Shaw, who recently started a GoFundMe page saying she's financially destitute after partnering with Dave's Gourmet. In her GoFundMe,
Pink sauce creator, she says she lives off $20 a day is like a little half headline on here.
did you not read the? In her GoFundMe, Shaw claims that Dave's Gourmet are not paying me and are not being transparent about records of their business arrangement. Well, did she not like pay attention to what she was signing?
Probably.
Yeah.
As a young entrepreneur with big dreams, I followed my intuition and went forth towards my dreams to create something new. I made a few mistakes on the way, which led me to trust a company that is trying to take everything from me. They lied to me. I have been silenced and financially sabotaged. I am a single mom and I do everything for my kids. Right now, I don't even have enough money to buy my kids food on my own. My mom is on disability and has been giving us $20 just to get by on a daily basis. Wasn't she like some sort of celebrity chef?
Yeah.
Like she was cooking for celebrities?
Yeah.
The fuck happened to that? Anyway, Shaw's GoFundMe fundraiser is set at $10,000, but thus far she's only raised just over 900. Some users are even roasting her in the page's comments. Karma sucks, huh? One person wrote after donating $5. Be humble. For their part, Dave's Gourmet says it disagrees with Shaw's version of events. They also claim they stuck to the terms of their agreement. We disagree with Ms. Shaw's allegation. The company said in a statement, adding that it adhered to the terms of the agreement with Ms. Shaw. So again, she probably didn't read what she
Nope.
signed
The
very
last
well.
one, the last line of this article is the latest news follows sightings of pink sauce on the clearance aisle in Walmart earlier this year. She had too much backlash before Dave's Gourmet even picked it up. That anybody who bought it as a joke. Nobody bought it for long-term consumption. So.
And like I don't know, like it was more for the virality than because it was a good sauce, I feel. You know what I mean? It was fucking dragon fruit ranch. How, you
I
know,
don't even like dragon fruit.
yeah, that's fucking weird. I mean, I lie, I do, and that still doesn't fucking sound good at all to me.
No.
Yeah, it sounds like worse than all the fucking crazy ass fucking Heinz creations. But that's gonna do it for us here on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, we really appreciate you. Share the show with a friend. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life Boss, Knife Life OSC. If you want to find Shannon on the internet, you can find her Linktree at Adventure Lady. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been 8 Hour Chat.
And you can still take 8 hours on a plane.
We're getting cut off. I'm sorry. Bye.
Bye.